welcome to the Hope and Coffee Podcast, episode 14 of season 6, with me, Rob Linzell. And today we are going to start by looking at Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3, as taken from the NIV translation. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Paul J. Mayer once said, productivity is never an accident. It is always the result of a commitment to excellence, intelligent planning, and focused effort. As someone with ADHD, I both agree with and have issue with this statement. Whilst I do agree that productivity can come from a commitment to excellence, for me, I call this my hyperfocus. This is where I set to a task with such commitment that I drown out everything around me and lose track of all time. Now, whilst this guarantees 100% commitment, the problem becomes that if concentration is broken, I may not finish and usually end up quite cranky. On the other hand, my ADHD mind also thrives on multiple tasks and problem solving. As it races through the day, I may seemingly rush into a task, make several mistakes, restart a few times, and then finish. But this is all done in the same amount of time someone without ADHD has completed the same task. So whilst there is a level of commitment, those levels vary, yet there isn't a lower level of commitment from an ADHD mind, but rather a different response to the situation at hand. And herein lies the paradox. To an onlooker, an ADHD mind may seem chaotic and unproductive. The end results often happen, but are completed in such a way that is productive to the person taking on that task. It's a matter of perspective. Now sit back, buckle up, and enjoy the ride as I attempt to unpack the productivity paradox. But first, let's pause to look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, as taken from the NIV translation. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. As I already said, productivity is a matter of perspective. Not everyone will see it the same way. For example, someone with fibromyalgia may see getting up, getting dressed and managing to do one load of laundry as a productive day. The debilitating pain they can suffer can mean everyday tasks are monumental. For someone with ADHD, managing to focus on and complete one task in a day is a monumental achievement, because one trait of an ADHD mind, amongst a ridiculously long list of traits, is normally for the ADHD mind to run several projects at once, sometimes completing, at others delegating to get it finished. But the point is that to an onlooker, just getting up, dressed, doing laundry, or completing a single task may not seem overly productive. Yet quality trumps quantity every time. It is also how we achieve it, based on our circumstances. Which brings me to Colossians, which says to work heartily or with all your heart, as if working for the Lord. It is a heart attitude behind what we do and the intention behind it, and not how well we do it, that can truly dictate productivity. Speaking as one with ADHD, my productivity is not always measured on how much I personally complete. However, my drive to take on multiple tasks only becomes unproductive if I try to complete them all personally. Yet if I start a task and delegate it to someone else who completes it, then it becomes productive. Likewise, if someone is struggling to solve a task and I sweep in to complete it, then it again becomes productive. But let's pause here for breath and return to scripture, to look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23, as taken from the NIV translation. All hard work brings a prophet, but mere talk leads only to poverty. Continuing on from what I just said, an ADHD mind can come up with more ideas than it knows what to do with, to the point that it can be overwhelmed and not even start one thing. However, if those ideas are shared and it sparks something in someone else, who then runs with it, it becomes productive. As Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23 states in the ESV translation, "In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty." For me, this says that if I keep things to myself and they never see the light of day, they become wasted opportunities and therefore unprofitable. But if I share it all, and that allows me to focus on one task I complete, then I've not only been profitable with my time, but others may be profitable with their time if my ideas inspire them. And we can start to see that productivity really is a matter of perspective. If you look at the dictionary definition of productivity, it says, "The quality, state, or fact of being able to generate, create, enhance, or bring forth goods and services. Or the rate at which goods and services having exchange value are brought forth or produced." In other words, this focuses on how much you produce and get done, but does also recognise that quality matters. If we look at it in terms of products, and take kitchen towel as an example. If you buy cheap and it takes 5 sections of cheap kitchen towel to do the same job as 1 sheet of quality kitchen towel, our daily productivity will decrease because we will need to waste time getting more towel for the job. And we will have to go out to buy more kitchen towel more frequently. Anyway, let's pause again to return to God's word. And let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. That's taken from the NIV translation. "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Have you ever considered the following? To eat and drink is to be productive. Think about it. If we are to have energy to complete tasks, we need to have fuel in our bodies to keep us going. Therefore, the very act of eating and drinking becomes productive. Although some would say that to sit down to refuel is to be wasting time we could be working. But imagine you don't refuel. You would eventually run out of energy, slow down, and maybe even collapse. At which point, you won't be doing much more for quite some time. More time than it takes to look after a basic requirement to refuel. Which brings me to Corinthians and to do all things to the glory of God, to serve God and be truly fruitful or productive. We need to refuel. For us as Christians, that means spending time in God's word with God. How can we be productive in serving the Lord if we are unprepared and lacking in fuel? And so we come back to something that has become somewhat of a theme for me lately, preparation. Now, as a painter and decorator, the concept of preparation is something I'm very familiar with. Failure to do proper preparation of surfaces can lead to going back and redoing it all over again, a truly unproductive use of time and resources. Yet it's not my favourite part of what I do. It can feel like I'm not doing much, as it takes time before I get to the decorating and the final goal. Yet it is helping me to attain the final goal, and if done correctly, it's done once. Again, perspective. But at this point, let's pause one last time to look at Proverbs chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 2 and 3, as taken from the NIV translation. "All a person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." Here in Proverbs, we see both perspective and commitment. we are told the ways of man are pure in his own eyes or in his own heart, which is a matter of perspective. But God looks at the spirit. He looks at our heart attitude. Therefore, commit your work to the Lord. Now, there are two things I want to cover as I draw this episode of Hope and Coffee to a close. And these two things are paradoxical. Firstly, doing more is not always going to equal productivity. It is sometimes better to do one thing well than 100 things poorly. This is where I come back to ADHD and hyperfocus. I may zone out and I may lose track of time, but the results are usually phenomenal, top quality. However, and here's the paradox, if we look at the parable of the sower, we see that the sower is somewhat careless, or seems to be, sowing so much seed it gets wasted on stone and shallow soil. It's the equivalent of me with my ADHD mind attempting to complete several projects alone. But here's the thing. It is sowing seed for God, and God does the work. Okay, so some seed may not come to fruition, but that's okay. Much like if I have multiple ideas and then let others take over, some might be fruitful, others not so much. Yet underlying all this, when it comes to faith, however we serve God and whatever pace we go at and whatever gifts we use, it must come from a place of love or it won't be productive. So I end where I started. Productivity is a matter of perspective, and it's not our place to judge. Concentrate on serving God to the best of your abilities and support others in love as they serve God in their own way. Let us pray. Father God, just as I bring this episode of Hope and Coffee to a close, I want to thank you that we live to serve you. That is our purpose. And Father God, as I attempted to unpack this whole idea of productivity, I hope that I have managed to get across that it's not always quantity, but it is quality. It's how we do it and the intention behind it rather than how much we do. And Father God, I just pray for myself and for my brothers and sisters in Christ that as we move forward, we would remember that we serve you. And we serve you from a place of love, and nothing can be productive if we don't do it with love. So help us to love one another, to love others, to serve others, to encourage one another, to encourage others. But above all, help us to serve you in better ways, new ways, and productive ways. In Jesus' name, Amen.